Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we study in the Bible the topic we introduced on Monday. This series right now is called Pioneer Story. As we study the book of Acts, we try to see how the very first followers of Jesus, the first Christians, organized themselves as what we now call the church community. As they started to gather together, it started out quite idyllic, as these followers of Jesus, in lots of excitement, received the gift of the Holy Spirit, had a mission from God, and they went out into the world and started preaching and telling others about Jesus and what he had done. It was a great and positive time, but we saw last week how there started to be some pushback from some of the ruling authorities in Judaism, particularly the Sadducees, a ruling council, a wealthy and educated elite council, who started to really push back on the followers of Jesus, the Christians, who were preaching about this upstart religion as they saw it. Actually, many people consider Christianity to be atheism, because they didn't believe in the gods around them, the pagan gods, or they didn't recognize them as following the God of Judaism, and so they thought these Christians were just pagans. They didn't believe what other people believed. This was becoming a problem, and so in this story today, we're going to see Peter and the other followers of Jesus being hauled before the ruling council yet again. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill him. So this ruling council of the Sadducees has hauled the apostles before them to answer for their claims, because what they're preaching is actually very threatening to the Sadducees and what they represent. They represent the status quo, the religious and political status quo in their society. And here are people questioning that and pointing the finger right at them and saying, "You killed Jesus." That's why the Sadducees object to this, and they say, "You are trying to bring this man's blood upon us." You see, the Sadducees, they're the ones who are used to pointing the finger at others. They're the ones who are supposed to be able to point at others and say they are sinners. Those people are sinners, and they would do that from a position of power and authority. They could do that from on high, in a way, and point down at others. And now they have a little person, Peter, you know, a former fisherman, pointing the finger at them and saying, you did this. This is very threatening to the Sadducees and all of the political, powerful elite that they represent. The Sadducees have already tried to shut down this message. They already hauled Peter and the apostles before their council. They already sent them away, charging them not to speak of this name. Do you see how the name of Jesus terrifies the Sadducees? They don't even want to say it. They just want to say, "This name." You can imagine them sneering at this little name, this little Jesus from Nazareth, this simple man who's got a bit of a following. It's nothing to them. He's not one of them. He's not one of the powerful elite. He's not a proper rabbi with the proper education. They want to pay no regard to this man. They don't even want to say his name, Jesus. They also say that the apostles are trying to bring this man's blood upon the Sadducees, upon the ruling council. We already talked about what that meant, but notice again, this man's blood, this man, they don't want to say his name, and this is in direct contrast to the claims that the apostles and Peter are making, that Jesus is much more than just a man, that Jesus is actually their God, in the flesh, walking here on earth. What a contrast. The ruling council who wants Jesus to just be a simple man who happens to have gotten a bit of a following, and the apostles who want to proclaim his name as Lord and Savior for all of Israel, including the ruling council. Well, Peter's response is, "We must obey God, not men." Now, you know, again, that doesn't sound like much when we read it in the Bible. But you can imagine him standing before this council, this powerful ruling council, and he says, "We must obey God." And instead of saying not men, he's basically saying not you. We must obey God, not you. You are nothing compared to Jesus. You can imagine the rage. No wonder they were enraged and wanted to kill these men. Because Peter follows that up with retelling the story of Jesus, yet again, of Jesus having been killed. And he doesn't just say it as history, he says, "You killed him, you Sadducees. You killed this Jesus. You had your part to play. Yes, the Romans were involved. Yes, Pilate was involved. But you were involved too, and you should have known better. This was your Messiah. This was your King. This was your Lord, your Savior. And you killed him. You should have recognized him first because he came to the Jews first, but you killed him." He just keeps hammering home that indictment, the very indictment that got him in trouble in the first place and that got him hauled back before the council now. And he keeps hammering it home, keeps looking for trouble. No wonder they are enraged and want to kill Peter. Peter intentionally calls Jesus leader and savior here, or sometimes it's translated prince, but you know what? I think the best translation is pioneer, and that's why we named this series Pioneer Story. Because a couple times, Jesus is referred to as the pioneer. Yes, we're talking about the first Christians, establishing the first church community. They were pioneers of a sort, but they were following the pioneer, Jesus. The pioneer who blazed a new trail through death to life by dying himself and then being raised from the dead. So Peter needs to tell that story. He needs to tell the story that this Jesus is the pioneer. This Jesus is the one who offers repentance and new life, forgiveness of sins to Israel, which the Pharisees and the Sadducees listening would have recognized as something that only God could do. The fact that they're claiming a man does this is just blasphemy to these powerful ruling elite who are listening. One of the things Peter is wanting them to recognize is that this Jesus who they killed was not just a man, this was God. This was the God who can forgive sins to Israel. And he's, again, you know, the Sadducees think they represent Israel. And so here he is saying, this is your salvation, this is your forgiveness of sins, and yet you killed him. He wants them to get that because there's good news that follows it. He wants them to get that this was their pioneer, their leader, not just one for these few fishermen who happened to have gathered around him. He's wanting them to know that this Jesus is their God, the God of Israel, not some made-up God, but this was the God of Israel. This was the same God the Sadducees claimed to represent. And so, if the Sadducees have a problem with Peter preaching about Jesus, it means they have a problem with Jesus, and if Jesus is God, it means they have a problem with God. He's directly pointing the finger at them and saying that everything they claim to represent is a lie. Wow. Again, no wonder they were enraged and wanted to kill him. So I have a question for you to think about today and hopefully discuss with some neighbors. Through these events, what are the council and people like you and I supposed to be learning about the Christian movement? What words would describe this new Christian movement right now? We'll have a great discussion with some friends as you try to come up with some answers on that question. If you don't have a group yet, I'd encourage you to find some friends who can form a group with you. It's a key part of who we are as a community, that we're not just watching and thinking about these things as individuals, but that we're discussing them in community. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community as well, so see our app or website to see what today's Bible reading is, so we can all stay in sync together, even as we go about our busy, scattered lives. Anyway, have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.